Donc en fait, vous avez vu, c'est le problème aussi des formes, la forme de la Terre, donc aussi la forme des ellipsoïdes en rotation, des figures d'équilibre des masses fluides en rotation. Et c'est justement le sujet de l'exposé de Alexei Borisov et d'Ivan Mamaïev de l'université d'Outmourti en Russie. Et l'exposé va être donné en anglais par Ivan Mamaïev.
First of all, I'd like to thank the organizers and especially Alan Albuye to invite us to this very interesting meeting, very important in mathematical world. And now I'd like to talk about the subject where contribution or Poincaré contribution in some way is the most famous. And this is the dynamics and stability of the figure of equilibrium of liquid masses. First of all, I'd like to mention that this problem was very, very famous at the second half of the 18th century. And to prove this, I can mention that almost every known mathematician of that period wrote papers on this subject. For example, you know that Dirichlet derived the equations of the motion for the liquid ellipsoids, and then Dedekind found the reciprocal to Jacobi ellipsoids. There exists very famous paper of Riemann on this subject, where he found new relative equilibrium of liquid masses, which are also ellipsoids, but with internal flows. And I can also mention, for example, Italian mathematician Betti, and you know the Betti's numbers. He also wrote paper on this subject. And another German mathematician, Lipschitz, and British mathematician, Love, who also wrote papers on this subject. So this was very, very famous problem in this period. But I should say that before Poincaré and Russian mathematician Lipunov, there was now only elliptical figures of equilibrium liquid masses. And until then, the mathematicians doesn't know, are there any other figures? And the answer to these questions was obtained in the papers of Lipunov and Poincaré, and they almost simultaneously and independent discover new figures of the equilibrium which they found using perturbation approach, and they discovered in the linear analysis firstly, and then Lipunov also proved that rigorously proved that they exist in every step of perturbations. So you see that it also was to mention that during this investigation, the new branches of mathematics was established. The Lipunov found the stability analysis of general dynamical system during these investigations of stability ellipsoids, while Poincaré, who prefer more vivid branches of mathematics and more vivid approach, to solve this problem, develop the foundations of bifurcational analysis in this period. And you know that the first bifurcational diagram, which are very common now in mechanics and dynamical systems, firstly was used by Poincaré. And now this method also known in physics as energy momentum method and so on. And it also uses now for investigate stability in topological sense. So you see that this was very important contribution to the develop of mathematics and to solve this very complicated problem. I also would like to mention that there was some kind of differences between Lyapunov and Poincaré on the view of the view of the role of this new founded figures of equilibrium. For example, during this period, Poincaré and Darwin proposed some kind of cosmogonic hypothesis to describe the origin of double star systems. They believe that the double star systems was created during some quasi-static process during this process the liquid masses goes through the sequence of pear shapes figures of equilibrium. But this hypothesis was not right, and Lyapunov found that pear-shaped figures are not stable in circular way, and they have not circular stability. And therefore, to describe the origin of double stars, we cannot use this approach of pear-shaped figures and this approach of bifurcation theory. I'd like also mentioned that there exist many other papers on this subject since Poincaré and Lyapunov time, which cannot be listed during this very short talk. So you see the importance of this model to the astronomy and to the cosmogonic, some kind of to astronomy, okay. And now I'd like to discuss our new approach some new approaches to investigate such systems. You know that this model of liquid homogeneous ellipsoid is a very, very rough model to describe the shapes of the astronomical bodies. You know that almost every astronomical bodies are stratified in density of mass and so on. And of course, this model cannot describe all phenomena in astronomy and all phenomena in the shapes of bodies and the origin of planets and its form in astronomy. But in some way, it can be used as a first step, for example, as a first step to the numerical simulation also. Because you know that if you use this, now when we have a very powerful computer, of course we can say that why we should use this strange model, this very simple model to investigate the shapes of the bodies. Well, we can simulate and see what we obtained, and we can obtain all sequences of the phenomenon in the world, in the astronomy. But the simulation of such complicated systems are very complicated in such a way that you cannot very easy to describe the set of solutions and its dependence on the parameters of the system, because on the initial conditions which you use to numerical simulations, and what do you obtain during this simulation cannot be very easily visualized and described in a mathematical way, because you obtained very, very unordered set of solutions. And in this way, this model of liquid ellipsoids are very useful to as a start point to use in such numerical simulations and so on. So, briefly, I'd like to describe the equations of motion of liquid ellipsoids. You see that here we use the Lagrangian approach to derive the equations of the motion of liquid ellipsoids. And you see that if potential has the quadratic form in the Lagrangian variables A, and if you try to find the solution which are linear in Lagrangian variables, it can be easily obtained that there exists solution which are at their initial moment are ellipsoid, and during this evolution it conserved its shape as ellipsoid. So Dirichlet on this way obtain such equations of the motion where V is matrix which describes the gravitational potential of the ellipsoid, which was obtained by Newton. And in terms of the matrix of evolution F, it can be obtained like this, and you see that it has an integral representation here. So this is very famous Dirichlet equations of the motion of homogeneous liquid ellipsoids. The first question here is, are these equations Hamiltonian or dissipative? There are very big differences between Hamiltonian and dissipative system. Hamiltonian system has only natural stability for the equilibrium and periodic solutions, while dissipative system demonstrates attractors and simple attractors as equilibrium point, asymptotic equilibrium point, asymptotic periodic solutions, and even strange attractors, while there are no such objects in Hamiltonian equations. So the answer to this question is that these equations are Hamiltonian and can be written in standard Lagrangian form, you see here, and after some very easy transformations of variables, Lagrangian can be written in the form like this, and all equations can be obtained in Hamiltonian and even can be written in canonical Hamiltonian form. You see that you could see that this equation has seven first integrals, and these first integrals are very well known, the law of the conservation of vorticity. And it is interesting fact that the law of the Helmholtz law of conservation the Helmholtz obtained its law of conservation vorticity in 1858. Yes, he published his very famous paper on the conservation of vorticity in 1858. While this law of conservation vorticity was obtained, as it described Dedekind, during the course of lecture was given by Dedekind in 1857 to 1850. While this was years of when Dirichlet gave this course of lecture on this subject. So in some sense, this law of vorticity was obtained even earlier than it was obtained by Helmholtz. And it is interesting fact, and it was to mention that the Lagrangian way, the Lagrangian approach to obtain this conservation of the vorticity is the most simplest way to prove this law of conservation of vorticity. So the next first integrals are obvious. It is momentum integrals and conservation of the energy of this by this system. So you see that this system has at least six first integrals which are first order in momentum and in velocities. So if we can write these equations of motions in Lagrangian form, it means that first integrals should correspond to some kind of symmetries of the system. And of course, there exist the symmetry. This. This system, the Lagrangian of this system, demonstrates the symmetry with respect to the production of two rotational groups. And one group of rotations which correspond to the multiplication on the orthogonal matrix on the left and the next to the right. So one group of rotations correspond to the conservation of the vorticity, while the other corresponds to the conservation of momentum. And you see that there exists also discrete transformation of the Lagrangian of this system. And this transformation corresponds to the Dedekind reciprocity law. And it means that for every Jacobi ellipsoid, there exists a corresponding Dedekind ellipsoid, which does not rotate but has internal flow inside it. So this is, you see how we can use conservation law in symmetries to obtain conservation law in this system. Using these symmetries, anyone can easily obtain corresponding reduced equations, which was firstly obtained without such approach by Riemann. And in this, after this, you obtain the corresponding reduced system. And after Riemann obtained such a reduced system, he found that there exists another relative ellipsoidal equilibrium of the liquid masses, which correspond relative equilibriums of the liquid masses, which correspond to the ellipsoids with internal fluids, and in this case, the moment of the ellipsoid does not coincide with the axis of the rotation of this ellipsoid. This is very famous Riemann ellipsoid. And you see that, but another open question which we have here are the equations are integrable? Now that if you have not enough integrals for the system, this system can be described as not integrable. So, but this system, even after reduction, has 3 degrees of freedom. So we cannot construct, for example, Poincaré section to describe the corresponding flows. And we can, because of the so complicated form of the potential, which can also be obtained only with this integral representation, we cannot apply it here some analytic methods. But using such Hamiltonian representation, we can at least obtain some equations. We can obtain the solutions of these equations on some invariant manifold. And there exists a very well-known invariant manifold when a liquid ellipsoid has the same orientation while its axis oscillates during this motion. And this system has 2 degrees of freedom. Corresponding invariant manifold has is four-dimensional, and so we can construct corresponding Poincaré section for this system, and can use computer to analyze is it integrable or no, to show at least. So you see that here we construct some phase portraits of this system and found that they are not integrable, and you see here that we construct here numerically separatrices of these to their unstable periodic solutions, and you see that they intersect.
Can you tell us what is plotted?
This is Poincaré sections of the system when ellipsoid has the same orientation, while its axis changes during the motion. And because of the conservation of the volume of this system, there are only 2 independent major axes. So the system has 2 degrees of freedom. And you can construct on you can construct the corresponding 3-dimensional flow on the surface of the energy. on the surface of the constant energy. And use some section for this three-dimensional flow and plot this on the plane, these projections of such, and this will be two-dimensional Poincaré map. Okay. So, but you see that even in this simple form, this system has too many degrees of freedom to investigate it with numerical simulation, which should describe not only ellipsoidal perturbations, but more general perturbations. So to understand this system, we try to investigate more simple system, the elliptic cylinders. This means that we have infinite elliptic cylinders and try to solve only two-dimensional problem about evolution of liquid ellipses. So we can simulate this system with the help of the many particles which interact with each other by Newtonian law, and we use for impacts of such system, we use ideal impact, which means that during impacts of such system, the momentum and energy conserve, and therefore it can be we at least can obtain some kind of illustrations. What will occur with these ellipsoids during more general evolution than ellipsoidal evolution, ellipsoidal perturbation. You see that I'd like first of all to show you some movie of such evolutions. You see that we simulated it with the many, many particles with ideal impacts. These moments correspond to the gluing of different fragments of the... We reduce the liquid system to the 2 degrees of freedom, but here we have many, many degrees of freedom. I mean, not infinite, but maybe one, several thousands. Yeah, exactly. So you see that some ellipsoids, evolution of some ellipsoids are such that during this evolution they became cyclical, spherical in some way. This is the same.
But for a liquid system, you mean that this is a closer approximation or the 2 degree of freedom system is a closer approximation? Because in a liquid system, you never see particle escape.
Yeah. In some way, of course, these particles approximations and this particle simulation more closely to the gaseous ellipsoid, not liquid ellipsoids. But at least we can use liquid approximation to estimate where we are started, where we choose the initial conditions, and now in this simulations we choose the initial conditions in such way that ellipsoid was almost liquid we put the particles as close to another as we can. So, and you see one type of evolution of this system, and now I demonstrate you another type of you see that it depend on where we choose the initial conditions, the evolutions the evolutions of these systems are very different, and how we at least can classify the initial conditions? Can we use corresponding liquid ellipsoids to classify where we are? You see here two different type of evolutions, and now and you see that during all these processes, the last stage of this system are the same. There is circular distribution of the particles on the plane, and now I demonstrate quite different effect. If we choose very thin ellipsoid. I describe it a little bit later, okay? Let me. And you see that in this, for this initial condition, we obtain the two star system, double star system. And we have not the corresponding pear shape consequences of pear shape figures.
I wanted to ask you that. Will you find like that pear shape?
I believe in another hypothesis, because for me, I think that the double stars, the origin of double stars, not in the during the process of pear shape, but the origin of double star is the instability of another character, the pressure instability, which I'd like to describe now. So you see that we have quite different behavior of the during this numerical simulation. How we can at least classify it, this behavior? How we can try to understand this behavior? To understand, we try to investigate this simple system which describes the motion of liquid ellipses. This is two degrees of freedom integrable Hamiltonian system, and in this case we have two first order in velocities, and the energy of the system also is another first integral. And so we can construct a corresponding bifurcational diagram of this system, there we can plot the corresponding relative equilibria of this system. On the axis of this diagram, we put values of the first integrals which are linear in velocities, and here on the third axis we put the value of energy, and you see that there exists the surface of the relative equilibrium of this system. And this correspond, some of this correspond of the rotating of this ellipsoid as a rigid body, while the whole surface, the general point on this surface correspond to their rotation with the internal flow of the liquid ellipsoid. You see? And on this diagonal, we have also another relative equilibrium which correspond to the circular ellipsoid. You see? And you see that at this point, this circular solution bifurcate from the elliptic solution. And you see that, but interesting fact that when you plot the areas when the pressure on the surface of this ellipsoid is positive for every instant of the motion, you found that these are surface inside of our bifurcational surface. And that means that for such solutions, there exist some set of the values of first integrals which correspond to the non-physical solutions, for which the pressure on the surface became negative. It means that we have for such solutions so-called pressure instability. I'd like also underline that for all these points on the bifurcational surface, we have stability in sense of dynamical system. All these relative equilibria are stable in sense of the dynamical system. While here we have non-physical region, we have region when pressure on the surface of the ellipse became negative, and it means that the ellipsoid tends to all particles inside the ellipsoid tends to go away from the center, and you see now corresponding section of this bifurcational diagram, and these areas correspond to the areas of negative pressure and correspond to the physical unstable areas. And you see here that for this ellipsoid, we have initial condition deep inside the area and very far from negative area pressure. And you see that the evolution of such ellipsoids are very stable, and all of them tends very smoothly to the circular distribution of the points. While for the next initial condition, we have for the initial, we have the these points nearby the negative pressure area. And you saw that in this case we obtained another type of evolution of the ellipses. And here we have initial conditions in the area for which the pressure on the inside ellipsoids at some moments became negative. And you saw that evolution leads to the another scenario of the, and during these evolutions we obtain double liquid masses. So you saw here that such rigorous, such rough models can be used to at least classify the results of the numerical simulations, and we can try to use it to obtain another new effects in this numerical simulations You saw that this is very useful tool to not only to the analytical investigations, but also to numerical simulations and try to attempt in our attempts to obtain new results which more similar to the nature results. So on the graphics, on the pictures, there was, you see here that this is distributions of the particles independent on the angle, and there exist two pikes on this. There was two pikes on this which correspond the main axis of the ellipse. And I also demonstrate here, you see, but we also, so how we can conclude, does this distribution elliptic or not elliptic? How we can conclude? Maybe we don't see the proper density, because we can, and in this way we can use so-called second moment of the distribution, the matrices of this they can be written in such way the. It is the mean distances of the particles in the center of mass system. And if the eigenvalues of these matrices of second moments are the different, then these figures correspond to ellipse, while in other way it corresponds to the circle. You see here corresponding graphics. So this is one way of investigation for these figures of equilibrium. Another way of investigation lays in the investigation of stratified figures of equilibrium. I very briefly describe here new forms of equilibrium, which can be obtained here for the stratified masses of liquids. So there exists a very famous result of very well-known result of Veronese that there are no three triaxial ellipsoid with stratified density of mass. And so the stratified figures of equilibrium we can obtain only for spheroids. You see? And here combine the equations of the hydrodynamic stability of the hydrodynamic equilibrium and corresponding solution of the Poisson equations for the potential, we can obtain that the figures of there exists one family of the stratified figures of equilibrium, which correspond to the so-called confocal stratification of the ellipsoids. So we have the density, the same equal density on the ellipsoids on the spheroids with the same focuses. I'd like to mention that the results, the corresponding figures of equilibrium, certified figures of equilibrium, tried to obtain famous Russian mathematician Chaplygin, but he tried to obtain homofocal stratification, which he uses for the find potential of the triaxial ellipsoids, and he, of course he cannot find this solution. Then there is a result of a Mexican scientist on this subject who found the ellipsoid ellipsoid with spheroid which consists of two homofocal spheroids with different densities. And now we obtained the general solution for such spheroids for arbitrary density distribution which depend on the corresponding the distance of the homofocal spheroids from the center. You see here some examples, one example on this subject. And now very recently we found that such solution can be generalized for the so-called curved spaces. Such solution can be generalized for the dynamics, for the figures of equilibrium in the curved in the spaces with constant curvature. But in this case, we should put another assumptions on this on the distribution of the density of these spheroids. And now I haven't time to describe this more. So you see that even there are many classical results on this subject of the equilibrium of the form of equilibrium of liquid masses, but now there exist many open questions on this subject also, and many of them many answers can be obtained by using combination of the modern dynamical theory of dynamical system, modern approaches, and some numerical simulations on this subject. So, thank you.
So, are there any questions? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? C'est traduit.
Yeah, is a Mexican mathematician you mentioned Ernest? Is Ernesto Lacomba? Or?
Betty.
No, you mentioned a Mexican mathematician.
Ah, yeah.
It's him.
Who?
Ernesto Lacomba. No.
No. Martinez, Montalvo, and so on. Maybe they are physicists. I said scientist, not mathematician.
Excuse me. What is the vorticity conservation? What is the vorticity conservation according to Dirichlet?
According to?
Is it the conservation of the rotational of the system?
There exists six first integrals. Three of them correspond to the conservation of the moment of the system. And three others correspond to the conservation of the vorticity.
Okay.
It is It is because we have the internal force of this the internal and external force of these systems this system are potential. Because the gravitation self-gravitational force are potential forces.
Okay. And why there is a disputation between the Poincaré on Lyapunov model? Why is there is a disputation or opposition between the two models? Hydrodynamic and the Lyapunov model?
No, the Lyapunov and Poincaré model are the is the same model, but Poincaré thought that the pair solutions has pair form of equilibrium has circular stability. While Lyapunov proved that this form has not circular stability,
okay,
and therefore it cannot be used to describe the process of origination of double star system.
Okay, thanks.
Are there any other question? I have a question about the symmetry. When you make the simulation with a particle, do you have some symmetry that will remain always, or which you don't have when you make the liquid model?
What do you mean symmetry?
Because I don't know. In the symmetry of the outcome. Because you don't have, it seems that they are relatively symmetric.
You mean that the final state has a circular symmetry while the...
Yeah.
No, there was not any symmetry on the first stage. We don't know why all these figures has such evolution, have such evolutions. We cannot explain. Maybe in some way there exist so-called simulation of statical mechanics. You know that in statical mechanics, for example, if we try to simulate the very famous experiment of very famous experiment when we put all particles in one part of the box. You see that on the first stage you have some kind of symmetry, all particles in one side of this. But if you will simulate the motion of this particle, of these particles, even if you know that there exists a theorem of Poincaré about the Roteon and so on, you cannot wait when the particle, if there are many particles, of course, you cannot wait while they goes in this side during this evolution. Maybe this is the same reason.
Yes, you have shown us some Poincaré sections of this 2 degrees of freedom system, but I didn't understand what was the 2 degree of freedom system. Is there an invariant subsystem, or what is it?
Ah, I mean, you see that the whole system of evolution of triaxial ellipsoid has 8 degrees of.
This is just a reduced system?
Not reduced system. There exist many invariant manifolds for this system. For example, if you choose the initial conditions on these invariant manifolds, they will be there for all time. And one of this invariant manifolds can be described in very easy way. We can parameterize this by the values of two axes and its velocities. And if we put the ellipsoids without internal flow with such initial in the motion, the forms of ellipsoids will change. Of this ellipsoid will change, but the orientations will be the same. So, and because there are only two semi-axes, independent.
Thank you.
So.
Any other question? Yes.
What was the role of Dedekind's reciprocity law? I mean, I know it was a title of one of your sections where you didn't discuss it.
Reciprocity
law. Or is it too technical?
You know that before Dirichlet and Dedekind, there was now only figures of equilibrium which rotate as rigid bodies. Mm-hmm. All particles inside them goes as rigid bodies during the motion. Even Jacobi ellipsoid the same. All particles move as rigid bodies. While according to the Dedekind law, there exists reciprocal ellipsoid which orientation and its semi-axis the same during this motion, while there exists internal flow inside this motion. You see. And for each Jacobi ellipsoid, there exists Dedekind ellipsoid.
So it's kind of a dual ellipsoid.
Yeah.
And just a question from someone who doesn't know much in the field, but what will be the major question now in this field? So we saw that it was a major problem in the 19th century.
Yeah.
And there are still a lot of open questions. But what are, if you were to say, what are the major problems?
There are many. I don't know what exactly major problem. But, for example, there is problem to illustrate Poincaré instability. Lyapunov instability for this system. What does it mean? And for example, there is question about stability of Riemann ellipsoids. The stability of Riemann ellipsoids.
What is a Riemann ellipsoid? Which one?
You saw that the Dirichlet equations can be written in Hamiltonian form. And for these equations, there exist another families of figures of equilibrium, elliptical figures of equilibrium, which are not coincide with Jacobi, Maclaurin, and this ellipsoid. And they are called Riemann ellipsoid. But you cannot analyze because of this. Because this system has 3 degrees of freedom, you cannot conclude in rigorous way.
But to analyze the dynamics of the 3 degree of freedom system, if you do it numerically or to get a global view, you can do it.
Yeah, but nobody do it numerically yet. So there are many interesting experiments, numerical experiments can be made in this area.
Okay, so I think at least you have shown us that the question Poincaré raised were still very much alive, and we will now make a break. And so thanks again for